This is Pastor Zhang's series titled Humility. This is Humility 1. Inner life isn't chasing after a feeling, but rather taking this teaching, meditating on it, and applying it to our everyday lives. For this is what we will carry into eternity. One day, a brother who was hosting a Bible study group came to me for advice regarding his flock. Now, he was a very talented orator and teacher, but he had a hard time shepherding them. They just simply would not listen. So I went and spent some time living amongst them to both better understand their needs and problems. All the while, I suggested to this brother that he should read the book titled Humility by Andrew Murray. I told him to read this book daily, just a single chapter a week. However, I told him to truly meditate on the teachings and to apply them in his life. In about 2 weeks' time, it really changed him. Every time he would become frustrated, he would be able to be in control of his tongue. He let no evil out. He also saw a drastic change in his own Bible study group. Not only were they listening to him more and more, but they were also more united, even repenting amongst one another. So allow God's words to be carved into your hearts as we become more and more like the Lamb of God. Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 through 4, ESV version. At that time the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom." Did you catch that? We need to humble ourselves like a child in order to become the greatest. Now, some people would say that my child is totally not humble. But we need to understand the context behind this verse. The children we are talking about here is not our Bay Area kids. Rather, it is talking about the biblical Hebrews. Now, these kids are raised on a very strict background and are taught through the teachings of the Old Testament. They truly know God's words, which are carved in their hearts. I had an opportunity to go to Detroit, Michigan. There, I was able to visit a Jewish school. Wow. This place's kids were nothing like our Bay Area kids. They were deeply rooted in their own heritage. Even after all these thousands of years and tragedies throughout history, they still retained their Jewish language and were taught to respect the old laws of Moses. They were truly knowledgeable of the teachings of the Old Testament and extremely filial. I tell you that if you don't become a child, you will not enter the kingdom. The greatest glory is to be humble. And what kind of child am I speaking of? I am speaking of an unspoiled child who is very, very young. Not a teenager, not a preteen, a very young child. Because a very young child wholeheartedly relies on their parents. For example, if you hide from your child at the supermarket, they will begin to cry out for you, as if they were truly abandoned. Brothers and sisters, this is the reaction we need when relating to the Lord. We need to rely on Him for every aspect of our lives, as if we could not go on without Him. I know a teacher named Rong in Taiwan. She relies on God for everything, even when crossing the street. But the non-believers would say, "Just cross the street. Nothing bad will happen to you. You don't need to rely on God for every little thing, do you?" But that is exactly what Teacher Rome does. She is not willing to say, "Okay, God, I have it," but rather relies on the Lord's guidance for everything. One time, someone said that watching certain things on TV would not affect them. They said that they were knowledgeable in the teachings, and that they were always on guard and would not be swayed. But Teacher Rome won't even allow that opportunity to exist. She does not dare to watch because she knows that there is power behind the programming. Even at a friend's house, she would not watch TV with them because she does not want to be influenced. However, the others would always say, "I've walked with God for a long time. I know His words, or I know He will protect me so I won't fall." But Sister Rome, like Peter, relies on the Lord for everything. However, like many people today, there are grown-ups saying, "I can do it. I am not a fool. I can walk home alone. I won't get lost. I'm not afraid." They believe in themselves. This is not what God wants. God wants us to press into him and rely on him like an innocent child. Now, something I have noticed in kids is that they are very simple-minded and straightforward. They easily believe. If I asked, "Raise your hands if you would like an apple," the kids would instantly raise their hands. However, with grown-ups, they would instantly start thinking about what I would need to do for it. If I raise my hand, what will they have me do for it? And that is a problem with us adults. We are too complicated. No simple-minded belief. I found out from a few brothers that after listening to one of my sermons back from 95, they were totally confused. They wondered, why would I want to do that? Or it is too complicated. Or it is too silly. Why would anyone want to do it that way? They were looking at it from a worldly point of view, with no possibility of simply believing in the Lord. But brothers and sisters, we need to just simply obey. Praise. We have been talking about this for many years. I am not sure whether or not we still have anyone who does not understand why we open our mouths and praise. But there are always people that say, why do we need to praise out loud? Now, I attended a conference in Vancouver, and after the conference, I went to my brother's house to visit. At my brother's house, I talked to my eldest nephew, who was 17 at that time. He had attended the first day of the conference, but did not come to the rest of the days. And I asked him why. He said that there was a cold going around in school, that his throat and head hurt a lot, so he did not attend. So I, along with his younger brother, prayed for him. And after finishing our prayers, I told him that he needed to open his mouth and pray, speak out against the illness, but he just would not say anything out loud. And I asked him why. He replied that he was praying in his heart. Why would he want to say anything out loud? I had told him that he needs to open his mouth and pray out loud for God to hear and for the enemy to hear, because our words are powerful. So he began rebuking out loud the cold, the headache, and the sore throat in the name of Jesus. And when we finished, I asked him, how did he feel? He replied, the symptoms just went away. Now, isn't that amazing? He is 17 and required some spiritual guidance in order to accomplish such obedience. But a young child at the age of 3 is entirely obedient. If you ask the child to open their mouth and speak, they will immediately do it. If you tell them to say something, they will recite it. However, our Bay Area kids are extremely unique. One of our Sunday school teachers, who was teaching 3 to 5 year olds how to sing, would encounter the issue of blank stares and kids not wanting to sing. They just simply did not want to obey. This begins with the parents, since they are the examples to their young children. And if they are not obedient, how will their children learn it? So the parents really need to repent. I have a burden to pray for the Bay Area. There is a strong spirit of pride living over this land. So brothers and sisters, do not just gather, but also pray that the Lord will chastise the spirit of pride, to bind the spirit that resides not just over the land, but within ourselves. Ask the Lord to give us a wanting of true humility displayed by Jesus in our hearts. I am very thankful for the opportunity with my nephew to pray. I need to call him and pray with him more. Now, if there is not anyone to guide them, they will easily fall into the mindset of, why do we need to do this? Or why do we need to do that? At the age of 17, 18, or even older, they become more set in their ways. However, to become more childlike is to listen to both the pulpit and the Bible, to listen and obey your teacher and preachers. When you hear something quickly, go and do it. Don't constantly say, why? Why should I pray out loud? I can just pray silently in my heart. Or if I just believe in my heart, isn't it enough? These people have a lot of opinions. They have a hard time listening to God's words or even guidance from people who have walked with the Lord and have been down that road. But if you are willing to not only listen, but to do, you will truly be blessed. So don't be afraid to try it. In a youth group, we were recently going over inner life teachings. I heard many give their testimonies. Now, a sister from Taiwan who had been with the church for many years, who was not accustomed to opening her mouth and praying, was going through some tough times. However, she was willing to humble herself before the Lord and obey. As she started to open her mouth to worship and praise, she was able to step into God's glory. The more she praised, the more strength she gained. She truly felt the difference in speaking her praise and worship out loud, and it made a huge difference. Psalms 149, verse 1, 6, and 7. ESV Version. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. His praise in the assembly of the godly. Let the high praises of God be in their throats, and two-edged swords in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples. Now, brothers and sisters, if you listen and do, you will constantly grow and be more and more like the image of our Lord Jesus. However, if you constantly don't do or say others praising is enough, you will not grow, but instead begin to grow weary, as if it's becoming a burden. It is simply having more stuff in your head. But you will remain a spiritual child while those around you who humbly obey grow. You will feel like you are being left behind. So, brothers and sisters, if you feel a constant growing pressure, you need to repent. You need to humble yourself and obey the Lord's commandments and will. Because if you are in His will, you will become more and more joyful, lighthearted, and lively. Have a constant urge to commune with the Lord about anything. So, brothers and sisters, you need to act on this. Be like children, hear it, and do it. Obey the Lord. I am really thankful to the Lord. It really is through His grace that when I was a freshman in college, one of my friends invited me to a nearby kindergarten to attend a service. She said they sing a lot there, and that was the encouragement I needed to attend, as I really loved to sing. Thinking back on it, I did not understand what I was signing up for. This meeting was for people to share their testimonies, and it was quite structured. Someone would share their testimony, then people would begin clapping, followed by a song of worship. Now, this is my first time, and I did not know what to do, but whenever people clapped, I clapped, and whenever people sang, I sang, truly united and obeying. Although this is my first time attending this Christian meeting, my heart really opened up. After the meeting, as I was in the town's main square waiting for a bus, my feet felt so light, as if I was like a bird fluttering about, and my heart was filled with so much joy. Now, brothers and sisters, we often need to pay attention to ourselves in our gatherings. We need to constantly be mindful of being obedient. Don't be in the mindset that even though everyone else is following, participating, I am somehow the exception. Because those who have the spirit of obedience are truly blessed at the gatherings. Take a look at a young child. They are so naive. If their father says anything to them, they will believe it as if it is truth. If dad tells the child to do something, the child will immediately do it. Children also have this unique trait. They do not command others, but rather listen and do. Although our Bay Area kids are different, oftentimes you will hear the child give orders to their father, or tell their mother to listen and respect their opinions. This is not right. Children's specialty is to obey. They are to listen and obey. We need to return to our own childlike manner, develop an ear to hear the Lord and obey His commands, rather than continually speaking out and complaining or saying, "What about this? Or what about that?" We have kids here that are already like this. Now, children have another trait, and that is they are very malleable. They will very quickly take on the attributes that you display around them and become that type of person. For example, they will pick up on your speech patterns and imitate you. You need to be mindful of this and be as malleable as they are in our adult lives. Oftentimes, older people who are more mature and prudent will have problems with being malleable, as they are already set in their ways because of time. We Chinese are very set in our ways, as if carved in stone. For example, someone might buy a brand new bed, but be unable to sleep in it because they are very accustomed to their own old bed. Other times, someone might say, "I only eat this type of food," or "I have done this the same way for 10 years, and I like to do it this way." But brothers and sisters, we need to be mindful of our malleability. We need to be able to take in new experiences, especially to those who are going to share the gospel. They cannot lack this ability, so be mindful and do not have your ways set in stone. Oftentimes, the change you are seeking will come through new experiences. So with this ability, going to a gathering is no problem. If the Lord sends you out to share the gospel, there is no issue. I am really thankful to the Lord that in the pursuit of this, there were a few ladies, even though they were a bit older in age, they were like children, extremely malleable. When we gathered, I often would see this old lady dancing in the front, and it really moved me. It showed me how amazing this old lady was to have a heart like a child. She so freely cheered, worshipped, and danced before the Lord. I am so thankful when we were still in Los Angeles that this old lady in her 80s, that she was with us. There was no division of age. It was as if she was a young woman. Whenever we did anything fun or meaningful, she would always follow along. And brothers and sisters, as we honestly chase after the Lord, we need to make ourselves less, with no ego. This will allow you to be changed. And this is exactly what becoming childlike is about. Those who are like a child are the highest in heaven. Matthew chapter 20, verse 20 to 28, ESV. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came up to him with her sons, and kneeling before him, she asked him for something. And he said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Say that these two sons of mine are to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left in your kingdom." Jesus answered, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, "You will drink my cup, but to sit at my right hand and at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those whom it has been prepared by my Father." And when the 10 heard it, they were indignant to the brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It should not be so among you, but whoever will be great among you must be your servant, and whoever will be first among you must be your slave. Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Now the mother of Zebedee's sons went and begged the Lord to allow her sons to sit on his right and left hand. This is very worldly, as we often want to sit in high positions ourselves. However, Jesus said that if you want to get closer to the Lord, you need to serve like a servant, or even a slave. Now if you want to be mighty in heaven, you need to learn to serve others, because Jesus, Son of the Most High, came to serve others, but not just serve. To humble himself, and to offer his life as a ransom for others. Even though the attribute of humility is molded after Jesus, we need to work at it and align ourselves with God's will. We can measure this by seeing how much humility an individual has, how much we are willing to sacrifice and serve others. Now Jesus said to those who are willing to sacrifice and serve others, they can sit at his side. If we take a look at national flags, we often see these powerful animals, such as eagles, lions, tigers, being used. Now, why is that? It's because on Earth, we put utmost importance on power and prestige. However, as it reads in John chapter 1, verse 29, ESV, "The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is heaven's flag, a lamb, as its symbol.' This is very different from the world." Now let's read Revelation chapter 17, verse 14, ESV. "They will make war on the Lamb, and the Lamb will conquer them. For he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and those with him are called and chosen and faithful." Now this verse will open your eyes. Because during the end times, who will be saved at the end? It is the Lamb, and those who follow the Lamb. Now isn't that curious, that even though nations have powerful weapons, such as weapons of mass destruction, but in the end the victory goes to the Lamb. Isn't that amazing? Now in the animal kingdom, most animals have some type of offense or defensive ability. But when you look at a lamb, he does not have any. If you look at the shear, they have the sheep on their backs and between their legs to shear off the fleece. Yet the lamb does not struggle or even cry. It just simply allows him to shear off its fleece. Let's take a look in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7, ESV. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, and he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. But if you look at slaughtering pigs or cattle, they'll make a lot of noise. However, if you go slaughter a sheep, it will make no sound, just weep. Now our Lord selected a lamb as his mascot, and that's truly magnificent, that even when led to the slaughter, the lamb does not cry. It will simply allow you to slaughter it. And this is our Lord. We need to change our worldly perspective, because in the world we want to be a king of the jungle just like the lion, or to run as fast as a cheetah, or have the ability to pounce like a tiger. But we need to be more like the Lord's Lamb. Just as it says in Revelation, he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those with him are called and chosen and faithful, because in the end it is the Lamb and those who choose to follow him that are the chosen ones. They will receive glory in heaven. These are the people who have learned to be humble. Take a look at the Roman Empire, such a powerful and large nation that persecuted the Christians. They burned, boiled, and crucified them. Yet they did not stop the spread of Christianity, and ultimately became a Christian nation themselves. Isn't that amazing? The world's victory belongs to the Lamb, and those who follow the Lamb who have also learned humility. Now let's take a look at Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 to 15, ESV. How you are fallen from heaven, O day star, son of dawn. How you are cut down to the ground, you who lay the nations low. You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven above the stars of God. I will set my throne on high. I will sit on the mount of assembly in the far reaches of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. But you are brought down to Sheol, to the far reaches of the pit. Now this verse partially speaks about Babylon's king, but also Satan. Now Satan was originally the morning star, the son of dawn. However, he became prideful. He wanted to ascend above the clouds as high as the Most High. But God said that he would be brought down to the far reaches of the pit. Let us look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 5-11, ESV. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Isn't that amazing? Jesus, even though the Son of God, did not come to the world as a divine being, but rather he came to earth as a human, but not a powerful monarch or a wealthy merchant, but a servant who ultimately will ransom his own life on the cross for others. This is God's kingdom, to become lower and lower and lower. But God in the end not only gave him victory over the grave, but also raised him above all else. Satan wants to constantly become greater, to get to a higher position. This mentality has been transmitted to us through Adam and Eve, through the generations. Even in the church, there are people who want to sit in a higher position. But these are thoughts from the enemy. Thank the Lord we have Jesus as our mold. He wants to give us his humility and become more like him. We need to make a daily choice, brothers and sisters. Do we want to follow Satan and strive for a higher and higher position in whatever we do, and constantly compare ourselves to others? Or rather, choose to be like our Lord Jesus and wholeheartedly obey and become humble? Because the Lord does not like pride, which is Satan's attribute, and will block those who are constantly seeking that. So God is constantly trying to block pride and impart humility to us so we can receive His grace and walk in His will. But why does God block us? Now it is because He loves us. So we must humble ourselves in God's mighty hands, because in due time He will raise us. But be careful, because earthly humility can cause us to go astray. For example, earthly humility might cause us to doubt ourselves by saying, my education is not as good as another's. My IQ is lower. My family background is worse. This will often lead to one comparing to others, resulting in pride. They might say that I am only in this situation due to my background, or I don't believe my IQ is lower than theirs. I am merely unlucky. This is false humility, which will lead to comparison, which will lead to pride, and will often create a division between you and others. This will come out in various ways, such as speech, action, and attitude. This will harm yourself and others. Now, if we often get offended by simple things, there's a good chance that we have pride in ourselves. Our pride is saying, I shouldn't be worse at something than them, or why does everyone praise him over me? We need to ask the Lord for true humility, because someone who is truly humble will recognize themselves and their relationship with the Lord, and they will not be easily offended. Everything that we have is from the Lord. We should thank the Lord for all the gifts that He has bestowed upon us, like a good family and a smart mind. We need to be fulfilled in the ways the Lord has made me.